And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm pleased to have in the studio today Drew Gamut, the Director of Alternative Projects for the La Costa Adult School here in Half Moon Bay. Welcome, Drew.
Thank you so much, John. It's really a pleasure to be with you today.
Great. So for the sake of definition, what is an adult school?
So adult schools have gone through many iterations. Adult school is actually first developed in the state of California way back in the 1800s. But what the role is that we essentially fill now is we are responsible for non-credit adult education with the specific goal of preparing people for the workforce. So in many cases, we might be helping people get their secondary degree or education, a high school diploma, high school equivalency. We might be helping people with their English skills, but really ultimately what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect people with higher levels of certification that they might not otherwise have access to, say either through a workforce development program like the wonderful people over at Job Train that we have here in Half Moon Bay, or the College of San Mateo.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What about ESL?
So ESL is obviously an absolutely critical program, especially in a community such as ours. And we have a specific focus. There's lots of ways that you can create English classes, but really what our mandate is to create English classes where the language that we're teaching people to use is specifically focused on the type of language that would be used in a workforce or community setting. So to that end, we actually, within our English courses, teach certain civic education courses. So that might be, for example, we teach courses on how to access healthcare, because strangely enough, for people outside the country, our healthcare system is a little weird. And so we might teach classes such as that. We might teach people about employment rights, renter's rights, digital literacy, things like that. And so we embed those in our English courses so that our courses are incredibly practical for the adults that are interested in learning.
What about citizenship training? Would that incorporate that?
So citizenship's a little bit different in terms of the way it's handled in California. Right now, one of the key features of an adult school is the partnerships that we have in our community. And so our partners over at Coastside Hope and with the Half Moon Bay Library are really our key connections to connect our students with those specific types of services.
So I saw you have a program on caregiving.
Yes.
Would that work outside of Coastside Hope or the Senior Center, for instance?
So certainly we've had students who participate in this program, and it's going to be starting up soon. Starts on February 25th. They could work with seniors in their home for seniors that are for, you know, families that are looking for care to go on inside the home. But certainly retirement centers such as Coastside Seniors, such as some of the institutions that we have over in Montara for helping aging seniors. That would be a certificate that could really help someone be prepared to go into that job and be just successful on day one.
Well, that's a fabulous opportunity given the shortage of people in that field, I'm sure.
Well, and one of the barriers, because one of the things about adult schools is we're really trying to eliminate barriers. And so the way that we teach that course is the course itself is taught, the content itself is taught by a registered nurse. But then in the class, we push in an ESL teacher who's working with the students simultaneously. So rather than saying to someone, oh, we've got this training course, it's in English, and oh, your skills aren't good enough, you can't participate. What we're saying is, no, you can. You just are going to, while you're going through the course, you're going to get support from that ESL teacher. So almost kind of like our ESL classes, you're going to come out of that course with not just the skills to support seniors in their home, but also the language skills to be more effective in your work.
A really comprehensive and innovative approach. Appreciate that. What is the cost of this program?
It is, like all of our programs are completely free. That's a really important mandate as well. And I think it's also important to mention that it's not going to stop once they get the certificate program. What we're going to do, because of the partnership that we do have with the College of San Mateo, there certainly are going to be people who are going to come in and want to go straight to work, but there are some people who are looking to move to the next step, maybe go on to be a CNA, maybe to get some sort of medical assistant certification. And we also will work with our students to make sure that they have those connections. So we have people come in as a part of the class that are going to talk about those types of connections. But then also, one of our culminating experiences is actually we bring in employers and let the students go through mock interviews. And honestly, sometimes those become real interviews. So that's really neat.
Opportunity. Are you working closely with CSM Coastside, the new?
We're all kind of fulfilling different roles. I mean, one of the things that I think is important to realize is obviously, even though we're so close to San Francisco and all these large metropolitan areas, there is a certain level of geographic isolation that we have. So one of the key features is partnerships across the community. So that might mean Job Train or Renaissance or the library or Coastside Hope or CSM. And so we're really kind of partnering with all of them to make sure that our students have connections and so that our courses really have meaning beyond what they're actually studying in the moment.
You're a liaison for these organizations, and you have placement, presumably.
Yes. We will work with all of them and certainly make sure that students – and give students that idea, because I think a lot of times when we have people coming to us, they're sometimes in a very difficult situation. Maybe they've lost a job. Maybe there's been something that's gone in their families that's caused a certain disruption. And really what we want to do is really be there to help get them back on track. And so making sure that we are not just a one-stop shop, that we have connections, we can, and that also includes programs that aren't in the community, like, for example, NovaWorks, which is, over the hill in the peninsula, and making sure that, you know, when it's appropriate, when it's what the student is looking for, we can connect them with those job opportunities. I think that's really the most clear part of it that we really want to emphasize.
And you had said to me earlier that you have a specific program that you'd like to inform.
Well, actually, you asked about it. It was that senior home care program.
Oh, yeah, okay, so yeah, that's a new program.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, another feature of it is small class sizes, so the students get a lot of real individualized attention as they're going through it. Our teachers are always available, and if I could, I just want to shout out our teachers, really. Because the vast majority of our instructors are already working as full-time educators in the Cabrillo Unified School District during the day. They're doing a full day of work with the kids, and then they're coming in to work with our adults. And believe me, it's not for the paycheck. It's really because of the care that they have for the students and for the community and the success that we want to see for everyone here in Half Moon Bay.
We appreciate you, teachers. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how long are these courses on average?
So, for example, an ESL course is going to run continuously. So we usually have to start after the Cabrillo Unified School District starts, because they're all working with the kids, and we want to make sure that they get those daytime students settled. And so then we'll start kind of in an old school way. We start the Tuesday after Labor Day, and then we'll run through Memorial Day, and anyone can come in at any time to register. I think one of the most important barriers that we also eliminated is, while a lot of programs and moving towards nothing but digital signups and whatnot, what we've really encountered is that can be a barrier for some people. And so what's really important is that if someone's interested, if you know of someone who's interested in stuff that's going on, you should call our office. Our phone number is 650-712-7140. And if they just call us and put us in touch with whomever, everyone in the office speaks Spanish, just put them in touch with us, and we'll start off not by pushing, oh, register for this or that. We're going to have a conversation with them about, what do you want? You know, what are your goals? Because as an adult, again, we're all eminently practical. If you're going to sacrifice 2 nights or 4 nights a week for 3 hours at a go to come in and do these things, we want it to be meaningful to you as an adult. And so that's really the heart of what we're doing, is very personalized service.
And the facilities are on Kelly Avenue?
So we do some of our classes at over at Pilarcitos High School site. We do some over at the Community Hub, which are those buildings that are between Cunha and the library in that parking lot over there. We do some classes over there. And honestly, given the numbers that we're working with, and we can do specialized classes if we needed to, we could do it in someone's home. So, it's just a question of, can we get enough people together? Is it a quiet, environment so that people can focus on themselves, on the work that they're doing? And if we can create that space, we'll create it and we'll do it.
Tremendous. And so we're wrapping up. If you could give the phone number again and other ways to reach you.
So again, the best way, the number one way to get the information, and yes, there's information on our website, but we want, if you want details, if you want to dig deep, what we want you to do is call us. Our phone number is 650-712-7140.
Well, everybody, tell your friends, tell your relatives, this is an amazing opportunity within the community. Thank you for coming in, Drew. You make me want to sign up.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you for having me. Sure. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. So this is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to KHMB contributor John Williams for another educational interview. Remember, the feature story of the week is always available on demand by going to our website, khmbradio.com. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.